Shavuot Rosh Hashiva. This coming Yom Kippurim marks the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, one of the most tragic events in the history of the modern state of Israel, a war in which 2,500 plus Israeli soldiers were killed, thousands more wounded, and trauma that many suffer from till this day. In my own shul here in Queens, I have one member never knew his father. He was only a young child when his father died fighting in Syria in 1973. I have another member who only with great reluctance shared with me how when he was ordered to command a tank in Sinai on the Egyptian front during the Yom Kippur War, his tank was disabled. And he said to me, when you're in the desert with no tank, you have nothing to shelter you from the elements, from the enemy. There's only sand for miles around. He ran to a series of trenches that the Israeli soldiers had dug. And as he descended to the trenches, he said he'll never be able to erase from his mind the scene of about 70 deceased Israeli paratroopers lined up on the floor of the trench, awaiting evacuation for burial back in Eretz Yisrael. Very, very terrible and sad event in modern Jewish history. But at the same time, from that same war emerged remarkable stories of emunah, bitachon, mesiras nefesh for mitzvos, mesiras nefesh for klal Yisrael. I'd like to share with you one such story which I think conveys a relevant message for Yom HaKippurim. Allow me first to begin with the following simple question. We read in Yom Kippur from Sefer Yonah, Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs Yonah Hanavi, Kum Lech al Ninveh Ha'er HaGedola, Ukra Aleha. Take this message to the city of Ninveh, and Yonah instead, Vayakim Noach, Yonah Levroch Tarshisha. He gets up and he runs away. And the Medrash, Tanchuma, Pirkei Avot Ezer, are bothered, Rishonim are bothered. What was Yonah thinking? How could he even think to fail to carry through a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deliver his nevuah, to run away from his duty that he was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And as quoted in Sefer Otsar Satara, the Pirkei Avot Ezer tells us that Yonah had once before been given a nevuah to warn the Yoshvei Yerushalayim of their impending churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachamim spared the city of Yerushalayim, and the Jews there accused him, "You're a Navi Sheker." And Yonah was terrified. I'm going to go to Ninveh, and it's going to happen all over again. Now the Goyim too will tell me, "You're a Navi Sheker." And so therefore, rather than give the Nevuah to Ninveh, Vayakim Yonah Levroch Tarshisha. And the Rishonim ben Ezra, Bar Ben El, bothered. Because he's afraid of being called a Navi Sheker, so he fails to carry through this Avodas Hashem with his Tafke that Kadosh Baruch Hu charged him with. You're afraid of what they're going to call you, a Navi Sheker, so therefore you run away from your duty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed you to perform? And perhaps the Medrash is seeking to convey to us the following Musar message. We all have a divine duty. We all are charged with Avodas Hashem, obligations. How often do we restrict ourselves in our Avodas Hashem, refrain from doing what we should to our fullest potential, because we're afraid of what are they going to say? How often is it that perhaps, I know in Tefillah, I should be responding, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Kol Gadol. I'm afraid the guys next to me, they're going to look at me. He thinks he's so from. I don't want to stand out. How often, when I'm approached in the Beis Medrash during Seder, to engage in a Sicha Batela, and I don't want to say, not now, I'm learning, because they look at me, he thinks he's so from. And how often when I'm engaged in a conversation with Chaverim, and it borders on Lashon Hara, and I'm not courageous enough to say, Ad Khan, because then they look at me, and snicker, and smile, and say, he thinks he's so from. Don't we all have moments in our own Avodas Hashem? Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs us, directs us, and we're worried. They're going to say, what are they going to say? And Yonah, it's interesting, look in the Psukim. Even when the Rav HaChovel tells him, Kum kara el alokecha, we're in an eis tzara, the seas are stormy, we're in danger of capsizing, get up and pray, he won't do it. When does he daven for the first time? When does he speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time in Sefer Yonah? The Mehadaga. Only after he's swallowed by the dog, which the Tanchuma in Vayikra, Semen Ches, compares to entry into the Beis Knesses. And as Tanchuma says, when the dog swallowed Yonah, it's like the entering into a Beis Knesses. Suddenly by Yispalel, Yonah, El Hashem, Mimei HaDaga. All of a sudden now, there's no one to look, no one to watch, no one's looking at him, he's all alone in his own cocoon, him and the Borei Olam, and now it's time to daven. Now he davens. But perhaps even those of us who at times feel somewhat inhibited in our avodas Hashem because we're uncomfortable. People are around, they're looking, what are they going to say? Comes Yom HaKippurim. We spend most of 25 hours in the Beis Knesses. Most of those 25 hours engaged in tefillah. It's no longer a time to be worried, what are they going to say? It's a time to daven, bekavana, bekol gadol. Make the most of that tefillah opportunity. It's an eis tzara. We're all vulnerable. We're all tluyim ve'omdim. We shouldn't care whether anybody else is looking. No one's looking on Yom Kippurim. Everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's in the same fish. It's only us and the Borei Olam. Famous Gemara Bar Azariah Zayin Amud Aleph tells us a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. I forgot who I heard this pshat from. Please, I apologize if it was someone here in the Beis Medrash. Elazar ben Derdaya, who was living a sinful, immoral life, finally is inspired to do tshuva. He sits bein harim u'gvos, between the mountains and the hills. He asks the mountains and the hills, Bakshulai rachamim, they decline. He asks the chamu levana, Bakshulai rachamim, they decline. He asks kochavim mazolos, Bakshulai rachamim, they decline. Finally he says, Ein adar v'tolei alabi, Hiniach rosha ben birka v'gar b'bechia. Why is it important for me to know that he put his head between his knees? He realized, Ein adar v'tolei alabi, and he davened, he cried. But the Gemara emphasizes Rosha ben Birkov. The shot I heard was because up until that point, he was looking all around outside him. The mountains, the hilltops, the sun, the moon, the stars. He was relieving himself of his own duties and putting it on others. But when Rosha ben Birkov, you don't see what's around you. Your eyes are pointed downwards. You don't hear what anybody else is saying because your ears are covered by your knees. He isolated himself from all those inhibiting factors around him. And adabar tolei labi, gabe b'chia. Tshuva and tefillah is a process which one has to just recognize I'm here with the Borei Olam alone, exclusively, and make the most of that opportunity to daven. A story that I'd like to share with you is found in a sefer, a book called Lirot Vilirot, To Shoot and To See. It's about a Frum soldier in the Yom Kippur War, Hillel Unsdorfer, whose picture was published around the world in newspapers at that time because he was shown going into Egyptian captivity carrying a Sefer Torah. And he later described after he was released from Egyptian prison how once they were away from the cameras, the Israelis were beaten mercilessly by the Egyptian soldiers, each thrown into their own dirty, small cell. And every day, interrogations, beatings. Finally, one day he hears a tap on his cell wall from the prisoner next door. He asks who it is, and the answer was Chipopo. He recognized the nickname. It was a secular soldier who had served with him before the war started. Totally irreligious. Someone who had always been known to be the clown of the base, the comedian looking for the smiles, looking for the laughs, looking for the votes of approval from the fellow soldiers on base. And this Chipopo asks him, Hillel, what are you doing all day? Hours on end in the cell by yourself. Hillel says, I'm davening. Chipopo says, I want to daven too, but I don't know how. Please teach me. And so Hillel begins word after word, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this irreligious soldier repeats out loud, word for word, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Unfortunately, too loud, Egyptian soldiers hear him, burst into his cell, and start beating him. And Hillel hears him screaming in pain, yelling in pain, for it seems like an eternity. Soldiers slam the cell door, walk out, and for a moment it's silent. And then this chipopo taps on the wall again. Hillel, haya kedai, teach me more. Sometimes even those who the rest of the year are just looking for the votes of approval and smiles of others, when they are be'est tsara and all alone, with only a Kadosh Baruch Hu with them, they too recognize it's time to daven, and to daven at all or any cost. One chaver once suggested to me that we know Ne'ila, the Eis Ne'ila Shar, the gates are closing, it's the last chance to daven. But perhaps he suggested Ne'ila means the gates are closing and you're locked inside with the Borei Olam. One last few moments. Take advantage of Yom Kippur, opportunity to daven, as if no one else is around, no one else is watching, just me and the Borei Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is definitely listening. Gemar Chasima Tova.